Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc., all rights reserved.
We're back. It's 12 after the hour. I'm Jim Blasingame, the Small Business Advocate, and I'm glad you're here. My website is www.jbsba.com. That's the short one. Here's the long one, smallbusinessadvocate.com. Either one of those will get you to small business heaven, or you can subscribe to my free newsletter. You can listen to thousands, count them thousands of archives and read thousands of articles and connect to our Brain Trust members. There are over 500 of those on our side, and I encourage you to take advantage of all that, and it's free, thanks to our good corporate partners. And one of the individuals that you'll find in our Brain Trust, he's well represented on our in our list of resources, is our good friend Jordan Goodman. Jordan is one of the top personal finance experts in the world, maybe in the universe. And he's many times you'll hear him on radio, you see him on television, you see his byline around. He probably got a copy of one of his many books laying around. His new one I'm holding in my hand is called Reading Between the Lies, and he's our good friend. Jordan, welcome back to the show.
Nice to be with you again, Jim.
It's good to have you back, and it was great to be with you in New York last month.
Absolutely. Yeah, we were at the New Media Seminar about all the new media challenges out there for the radio business and podcasting and satellite radio. It's a really pretty exciting world in the media world these days.
It's exciting and frightening at the same time for a lot
it
of
is.
Folks, isn't it?
That's the march of progress, I guess.
That's exactly right. But the Chinese spell crisis, you know, with the two characters of danger and opportunity.
That's right.
So I felt a lot, that weekend.
There is a lot of opportunity, and particularly in what you're doing. I think the small business people really need help in lots of different areas. In many cases, all the business press is going towards big business. I mean, there are some
exactly
magazines
right.
in the small business, but most of it's all about, you know, GM and IBM and Microsoft and all these huge companies, where the vast majority of Americans work in small businesses.
That's right.
And that's where all the growth is coming from in this country. I
mean, that's exactly right. Yeah. What's funny is
going on? I mean, just the last week or so, you know, GM is going to lay off 25,000 people, and
right.
you can imagine that's going to filter through the whole system. The big merger between MBNA and Bank of America is going to create another 6,000 layoffs. Big business in general is cutting back, and the only growth in this country is in small business, really.
And the truth is this is that's been going on now for 20 years. What you just
yeah.
described has been going on now for 20 years. And but still, when you listen to the media, I actually heard one of the business channels on television the other day say, "All right, now we're going to have our small business report," and they went to NASDAQ.
That's right.
In their mind, small business,
that's,
and to them, small business is NASDAQ. Let's talk about something, yeah. Jordan, that's really on the, I know that is on the top of the list of concerns for small businesses, because I've done a number of panels, I've spoken to a number of groups, and I've asked them, what are your top three concerns about your small business? And invariably, the first one of the top three, and often the first one, is providing health care for themselves, for the owners and their families, and their employees and their families.
That's right. Well, the problem has been the premiums have been going up so dramatically because the number of people being insured is falling, and therefore the remaining people in the system are getting hit with higher and higher costs. It's like
not enough people to spread those risks over, is there?
When you have fewer people, I mean, the official number is about 45 million. Uninsured in this country. I think it's, in fact, much more than that.
Mm-hmm.
I've heard numbers of about 70 to 80 million underinsured, or sometimes they have insurance for a certain part of the year, but not the other part of the year. You know, they really don't have very good insurance. And that's been growing every year, and particularly small businesses are getting hit, and in many cases dropping health insurance because they just can't afford it for themselves and their employees.
Jordan, those rates...
Higher health care costs on fewer people.
Those rates have been going up in double digits for 4 and 5 years in a row.
Yeah.
And of course, that compounds every year, doesn't it?
Well, that's right. You're doing a double-digit increase on last year's rate, which was up double digits from the year
right.
before, and so on.
And it gets prohibitive. And I mean, a lot of small businesses want to provide health care for their employees. They certainly want it to have it for themselves, but it's getting so prohibitive that they can't do it. And so there's where our challenge is. What are we going to do about it?
I've got a solution, Jim, and I mean, it's something that I do
myself.
You
got a silver bullet, Jordan?
I do have a silver bullet. I'm a small business person myself, and what I do is something called medical repricing. And I'll describe how this works. If people want more information about it, there's a website, medicalrepricing.com. There's also a phone number, 800-915-5677, and here's how it works.
Are you connected to these people at all?
Well, I mean, I do it, and
right.
So.
But you're not. You have no vested interest. You're not an investor or anything.
I'm not an investor. Or anything,
right.
No,
I got you.
I mean,
okay.
I do do it myself.
It's just a good service. All right, thanks. Go ahead.
Yeah, I get the experience of it all the time. Insurance in general should be to protect you against disasters, not small things. And part of the reason why health insurance is so expensive is that people are insuring, you know, getting a Band-Aid or getting very,
right.
very small things. So the cost of that is very, very high. It'd be like, car insurance, where every little thing, you know, you get insured for.
Like if your car gets dirty, you've got to insure that or something.
That's right. That's right.
Yeah.
Very, very small stuff. So if you can imagine, most health insurance claims are for, like, you know, $100, $200, or even less. And therefore, there's a huge cost in doing that. The solution is to, in effect, self-insure for the small stuff and to insure for the big stuff. So what I do is I combine medical repricing, which is basically for the small stuff, with a high-deductible policy, which covers the big stuff. In my case, I do it $5,000 and above.
Right.
Are
you doing that? Are you doing that with a HSA, health savings account?
I also do that. That's the triple part of it. That's right.
Right. Okay.
A health savings account where you can put in up to $5,100 for the two, you know, for two people.
Right.
Roughly $2,500 apiece, and then you can even pay your medical repricing membership fees and the premiums out of the HSA on a pre-tax basis, and as well as if you've got any money left over, then you also have, the health expenses come out of the HSA. So that gives you a tax benefit as well.
Now, Jordan, my audience knows what an HSA is because we've talked about it, but even if they don't, I know that I'm pretty sure that most of us don't know what medical repricing, how that works. Go into some detail on
medical
that
Medical repricing is where there's a company, and there are several of them. The one I happen to use is called CareEntree, and what they do is they have an agreement with a so-called PPO, Preferred Provider Organization, that gives you, Joe Average small business person, access to a very wide network of doctors, hospitals, chiropractors, dentists, drugstores, you know, the entire medical community, where you get discounts of 40, 50, 60% off in many cases, something like that. You don't have to join the PPO, but you get access to it through the medical repricing plan. So you go in and get $100 of drugs or something at the drugstore, it'll be $49, whatever it may be. So you're saving a huge amount of money, and it costs $70 a month per person, either for just yourself and your spouse or your employees.
Hmm.
So instead of costing hundreds of dollars a month for, you know, these insurance, which in many cases you're not using,
right?
You're paying $70 a month, and every time you have any kind of medical expense, it's repriced to the same price the health insurance
Jordan,
company pays.
Hold that thought for a minute. We've got to take a quick break. When we come back, we're going to give you that website again. I'm also going to give you Jordan's website because it's a very good one you're going to want to know about. 20 after, we'll be right back. I'm Jim Blasingame. Stay with me.
And then the man steps right up to the microphone.
We're back. It's 23 after the hour. I'm Jim Blasingame, the Small Business Advocate. Jordan Goodman is our guest, and he's the author of Reading Between the Lies, How to Detect Fraud and Avoid Becoming a Victim of Wall Street's Next Scandal. That's one of his less controversial books, too, by the way, folks. No, just kidding. Jordan, give us your website, please.
MoneyAnswers.com. I'm known as the Money Answers Man, so MoneyAnswers.com. And the other books are called the Everyone's Money Book series on different topics like credit and retirement planning, which is so important for small business people, real estate, investing, planning for college. And I do take emails as well. I'm glad to help people if I can on all aspects of personal finance.
Again, and we can find your a link to your email on your website.
Right,
and that is moneyanswers.com. And folks, all the books that Jordan just mentioned, as you know, we've talked about with Jordan on the show before. And you got a new book coming out first of the year, don't you?
In January, I have a book called Mastering Your Money Type. It's about the financial personalities that people have.
That's right, and I expect you to launch that on the show, by the way.
Absolutely. We'll do that in January.
Jordan, one of the things that – give us that website again of the
– for medical repricing.
Medical repricing.
Yeah, medicalrepricing.com, and the phone number is 800-915-5677. And that somebody will call you back and explain how it can work for your small business.
And folks, neither Jordan or I have any business connection to those people. That's just a good resource for you to check out with.
I do do it. You know, I do.
Right,
do
you do it,
so.
But you don't. You're not going to benefit if they call. So
no.
the thing I want to make sure they understood that disconnect, the full disclosure there, Jordan. the problem that we have right now in America, at least, is that we're not very far away from the 20th century when it became commonplace for Americans to believe it was their inalienable right to have somebody else pay for the Band-Aid that we needed for the little boo-boo on our knee.
That's
or
right.
Every time we needed to get our teeth clean, to have somebody else pay for that. And,
yeah.
and you know what? That's a nice trip down memory lane. Those days are gone.
The costs of it are just more than the insurance system can handle, and that's why we have roughly 50 million people uninsured, because the system just can't handle the cost. And now, as time goes on, it's going to be more and more people. I mean, I've heard people in the health insurance business say today, if you are age 50 and older, you will not be able to get health insurance if you're not part of some big group. You just can't. Health insurance companies don't want to insure people who are going to have a lot of
claims. Which is the reason why, Jordan, and I want to get back to your method that I think is very important, but there's another reason why we need association health plans.
Yeah.
We've got to have
but
those.
Particularly the high deductible part.
Yes,
I mean,
absolutely.
If a small business person is smart, what they'll do is they'll say, we want to protect against disaster. And so it's worth paying premiums if you cover yourself at like $5,000 a person and up. And you may never have a claim or have a claim very rarely. That's the proper use of insurance. But the small stuff, if you get covered by medical repricing, I'll just give you a very simple example. My son went off recently to camp, okay, and he had to have a camp physical. I think, you know, they took blood, they did all kinds of different things. It was like $312. It got repriced to $107, okay?
Wow. Because so, you were part of this repricing organization.
Yeah, because
the larger group.
You go to anybody, if the 400,000 doctors, whatever, in the group that are high-quality doctors, and then they say, you show them the card and say, okay, we're going to give you the same price as if the health insurance company repaid us.
And are they doing that because they know you're going to write them a check on the spot?
Correct. See, they get paid right away.
No insurance claims to fill out.
Anyway.
They don't wait on their money.
Correct. They love that.
Mm-hmm.
And those, they get the same amount they would have gotten from the health insurance company anyway 3 or 4 months later after a bunch of paperwork. So to them, it's the same. They get paid faster without the administrative burden. You get the same price and get it right on the spot. So it works well for everybody.
You know, I got my teeth cleaned yesterday, and the lady was going over my records. I've been going to the same dentist for a long, long time, decades. And she was showing me how little I paid for getting my teeth cleaned, say, 30 years ago, 25 years ago.
Yeah.
And she said, you know why that's so low? And I said, well, because it was a long time ago. She said, well, mostly it's because that was before insurance.
Yeah. Well, you remember, the health insurance companies are in for a profit, right? So they have all this administrative cost, and they're trying to get a profit on top of this for all these small claims. So you can imagine the cost of all of that being passed on to us, the small business people of America.
So let's review the steps now. You have a basic major medical policy, $5,000 deductible that
per
covers
person,
you for catastrophic type of things above $5,000 a year.
It doesn't have to be one. It's $5,000 cumulative during the year.
During the year, right.
But
no,
as
I
you
understand.
Have expenses during the year, you apply that towards that $5,000 deductible.
And you can also have that same policy be part of an HSA, which allows you to deduct that and accumulate the $5,000 into a fund tax-free.
On a pre-tax basis. You're paying it on a pre-tax basis. That's
exactly.
Correct.
Then you supplement that with this other program.
Medical repricing. And then so you're paying less on an ongoing basis for all the health. And you only pay for what you need. Okay,
mm-hmm.
You're not paying. If you're paying $700 for a health insurance premium, okay, and you don't use it that month, you paid $700, you're not getting anything for it. With medical repricing, you only pay if you actually use health services.
So it's $70 a month.
Which is like membership.
$70 a month now, membership. And then in the case of your son, then another $112 on top of that.
Because we had a medical expense.
Right.
And you pay the repriced amount on the spot.
Right.
That's it. It's very simple. You pay a lot less. I do pay the premiums for the high deductible policy as well.
Now, what kind of coverages do you get besides medical? Can you get dental and that sort of thing?
Oh, yeah, everything. Dental, everything.
I got you.
I mean, it's completely
And that's part of the $70.
Well, not the high deductible. That's a separate
thing. No, I know, but the $70
that
you pay a month.
Oh, the $70 covers every medical expense out there, you can imagine.
I got you. Yeah,
hospitals, and so on.
Yeah. Drugs, too?
Absolutely. Drugs. You go to the drugstore.
Check that out. MedicalRepricing.com. But give us your website again, Jordan.
MoneyAnswers.com. And I can explain this to people more if they want. If they
He'd
email
be glad
me
to do it. He's a good guy. Thank you, Jordan, for being here. Good job today.
Thanks so much. I appreciate it.
See you next time. Jordan Goodman, ladies and gentlemen. He'll be back. That's good information, folks. Hope you check those websites out. Bob Negan is going to be back. We're going to talk about the future of small business retail. This show is brought to you by IBM and Office Depot.
Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc., intended for the private use of our audience. Except as otherwise provided by copyright law, all other copying, redistribution, or publication without prior written consent is prohibited. All rights reserved.